thought we would talk about how we can relate to the events of Karbala and the movement of Abu Abdullah al-Hussein alayhi salam and Sayyida Zainab salamullah alayha after him 1400 years later. Because, you know, it's really easy to think that, well, Karbala took place 1400 approximately years ago and it was directed and managed by an infallible imam, and most of the prominent figures that were active in it were, you know, pretty much infallible themselves. As our role models, they are basically the criteria, right? They're this really, really high standard we set for ourselves, and we try to climb the ladders of life, basically, to get as close to them as humanly possible, depending on our individual capacities, on our background, on our history, on our strength, and so on and so forth. So with that said, it's still important for us not to just revere Karbala as this totally epic, extraordinary, awesome, heartrending, emotional battle that took place between our master and our Mawla and the love of our life, Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, and the army of a bunch of evil, brutal, foul, disgusting human beings, and we're going to beat our chest and cry for him forever and ever, and that's the best we can do for Imam al-Hussein. That's good, but it's not enough. So let's try to, in our own capacity, dissect it a little and try to pick points out of it that we can best connect with. One of the dimensions, one of the factors in the whole movement of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, which was continued by his sister and his son afterwards, that I often take notice of is how both Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam and Sayyida Zainab, perhaps especially Sayyida Zainab, really adhered to their values. And this is a very important matter that we have to take into great consideration. Sayyida Zainab salamullah alayha, after all of her maharim, all of her brothers and her nephews and her children and her loved ones and her cousins were martyred brutally, she was left all alone with orphans and widows and an ill imam to take care of. In addition to that, she was surrounded by a bunch of bloodthirsty, uncultured, uncivilized, barbaric, cruel, brutal savages who had just killed her loved ones the day before. She was paraded in strange cities and towns among strange people and faces for days on end. She was starved. She was physically abused. She was tormented emotionally, psychologically. And to top it all off, she was faced with her greatest foe and enemy, Yazid alayhi la'na, who was, you know, who caused all of this. She had the responsibility of not only taking care of those helpless people in her protection, but also strengthening, fortifying, maintaining, sustaining, and continuing the message, the legacy, and the mission of her imam. She had a huge responsibility on her shoulders, and she had to raise awareness among the masses and exploit the schemes and the plots of the enemy to reveal to the people who's right, who's wrong, what's really happening. They are not the Khawarij. They are not a bunch of prisoners and captives who've exited the religion of Rasulullah. They're actually the religion of Rasulullah themselves. They are the Ahl Bayt al-Nubuwa. She had to do all of this. Basically, she had to influence the minds. She had to negate a history of destructive and negative propaganda Bani Umayyah had been scheming and designing among the societies. And she did all of that under all of that pressure while still upholding her values. That's really important for us to consider, especially in today's time and age where there's this whole craze on social media. The word influencer is just rolling on people's tongues. It was written and plastered all over their bios. And they want to spread the message, spread positivity, living their best lives, giving love and care to everyone, which is good. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with it. But after a while, especially in the Muslim society, you see some people who are trying to reach that objective through whatever means possible, and along the way, they even lose track of their values. You see, female influencers, I don't like that word, by the way, but in any case, you see female influencers that are trying to influence, spread the message, you know, be a Muslim woman out there, being active and equal to men. And then after a while, their hijab goes away, and then after a while their content sort of changes, and then after a while the message is totally distorted. And it's sad. One of the biggest values Sayyidah Zainab Salamullah Alayha adhered to throughout all of this, throughout her journey, throughout her mission, was her hijab. And I think the least we can do for her, in addition to crying for her pain and beating our chest and wearing black and mourning them, is to do as she did. If we really claim to be the lovers of Imam al-Hussein and his sister, أعظم الله أجوركم. I leave you in the care and protection of the Almighty wherever you are.